I'm posting on that, so. I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm on the road to heaven.
You are?
I'm on the narrow way.
How do you know that?
Well, I know it because I have the righteousness of Christ. That's the only reason I'm getting into heaven.
Yeah?
Romans chapter 4. Righteousness from God comes by faith in Jesus Christ.
So is that the gospel? By the way, I'm recording. I always do when I'm doing my street preaching.
It's okay.
Is that the gospel? Just believe in Jesus and go to heaven?
Well, Paul said for Christ, he said the gospel by which we are saved is simply this. Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. That was all prophesied. He was buried. And he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. So he says, that is the gospel by which you are saved. I'm trusting the resurrected Christ and his full work on the cross, his finished work on the cross. Scripture says he died once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He doesn't need my help to bring me to God. He's the Savior, I'm not. Now, after that, the question is, whether will I be a disciple? Will I get baptized in obedience to him? Will I die to the world so that Jesus can fill my life by the Holy Spirit so that I can be so that the new creation can be fully accomplished through what we call sanctification? I'm justified by faith. I'm also sanctified by faith as I depend on the Holy Spirit. Then he empowers me to witness and to preach the gospel. And if I don't do those things of discipleship, I'll be very embarrassed when I stand before the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3 says, you can be saved so as by fire. In other words, you just made it through. But there's no reward for that. There's no well done, thou good and faithful servant. And so, it's by faith in Christ alone. That's the only thing that saves us. Otherwise, you're on probation. If you don't perform, you lose your salvation. And the Bible doesn't talk about that. The Bible says it's a gift.
It doesn't?
It's a gift.
So that's the gospel. So you've separated faith in Christ
from discipleship.
You've separated faith in Christ from obedience.
From discipleship and obedience.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've separated that. So
now, obeying the gospel is the deal.
You're going back. So now you're adding obedience now.
No, obeying the gospel is what I'm just doing. Okay. I'm submitting.
So what is the gospel? I already asked you that.
And I already told you.
You told me faith in Jesus. Faith in Jesus for his righteousness.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you separated discipleship and obeying God and doing what God has called you to do from salvation. So I have a question. Is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a liar?
Well, this is a trap question.
It's an easy question if you know God's word.
Many people call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say.
Yep, that's Matthew 7, but that's not where I'm going. Is he a liar? Jesus said, lest you repent, you'll all perish.
What does repentance mean?
Repentance is when you realize your mind, your ways before God, and your proverb says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. When you realize that your mind and your ways are wrong, you turn from your ways and your mind. When your mind turns, your body turns. I don't know too many people that think about this and your body runs the other direction. Your mind turns, you follow the ways of Christ. So Jesus said in Luke 13:3, so let me lay out to you the gospel that I think is different than the gospel you're laying out.
Is it different than Paul's?
Well, no, it's not different, and I'll show you. The gospel is this, 5 biblical points. If you don't have all 5 of these, you will not see heaven. The Bible clearly tells us this. Faith is where you and I agree. Finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, fully man, fully God, laid down his life, shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, defeated death, rose again. Faith in Christ is where it starts. Then my Lord and Savior said, lest you repent, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Faith in Christ alone is the beginning, but then the Bible tells us repentance follows faith, which means now my faith is not just a head knowledge, It's an allegiance to Christ. So I repent, I turn from my sinful ways. So we have faith, we have repentance. Then Jesus said, lest you are born again, John 3:3, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You started with believe in Jesus, and then later through the new creation you obey. The Bible says faith, repentance, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You were physically born in your parents' family. You must be spiritually born again to get in God's family. That is a prerequisite. That is not an option. Faith, repentance, born again. Now, John 3:3 is born again. Now, as fruit, not works, as fruit that you truly are born of God, the Bible says you will obey the word of God via the Holy Spirit and the word of God. Hebrews 5:9, he made the way for those who obey him. And Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no one will see God. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be ye holy in all your ways, for God is holy. Be holy. So holiness and obedience are the fruit that God is at work in you. Let's go back to Matthew 7. Jesus said, good trees bear good fruit. You basically told me a gospel that says I can believe in Jesus, I won't have fruit, I'm going to slide under the gate, but I'm still going to make it. Jesus says, trees that don't produce fruit, slide under the gate and go into heaven, they get cut down and they get thrown in the fire because they're not of the Father. They're not part of the vine. If you're not part of the vine, him, you're not producing fruit, you're deceiving yourself, you're not of him. The last thing, I don't know where you are with this, you must endure in your faith. Matthew 10, Matthew 24. You quoted 1 Corinthians 15, and I love that verse. Paul says this, this is the gospel by which you are saved. And there's a big word in the middle there. If you remember what I preached to you, lest you believed in vain. Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Jesus said, deny me before men, I'll deny you. This is an endurance. It's a race. We must continue. So those 5 points, faith, repentance, born again, holiness, obedience as fruit, you're a tree, and enduring in all of that. That's the biblical gospel. That's not what I heard from you.
So you're on probation.
Well, you clearly can turn away. Are you a married man? Can you turn away from your marriage? Is your marriage on probation, you and your wife? Yes, sir. Your faith is on probation because God says, Jesus says, those who endure to the end will be saved. Go read Revelation.
Those are context of the Great Tribulation.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
You're not rightly dividing the
word, just gave
friend.
You 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says you have the hope of salvation if you cling to the gospel. How about Hebrews 10?
Am I going to let go of the gospel?
How about Hebrews 10?
Am I going to let go of my wife?
You can.
No. I can't.
You sure can.
No. Once I believe, I can never lose it.
Once you're married, you can never walk away from your wife and fall into sin?
But that's a logical thing.
That they is both not a logical fit. Thing.
When the Holy Spirit doesn't work of new creation, you never walk away from it.
Really?
If you can walk away from your salvation, then you're saying God isn't powerful enough
so
to keep you.
So you're a prisoner?
You.
So God...
The Bible says
so
we're kept.
You're a Calvinist.
We're kept.
John Calvin was a murderous,
I don't care what you call me.
Murderous man.
I'm not into Calvin.
That's
I'm
the guy who's your following.
Hey, I'm not into Calvin. Yeah,
that you're teaching Calvin.
Calvin has nothing. And you're Arminian.
Nope. I teach exactly what God's word says.
That's
you,
what you
can
think.
Fall away from the faith.
You got a different gospel, my friend.
Hebrews 10:25 says if you keep
might as well be in a cult.
If Hebrews 10:25 says if you keep sinning, there's no sacrifice left for your
obviously.
Sins, sir.
But that means
you just told me I don't have to.
They were going to walk away from the law, and they were going to go back under the law.
We're not going under
that's
the law.
That's what they were going to do.
You're under the
law.
We're under the law of Christ.
How do you know that there's not some sin that's going to separate you from God?
Because I'm testing myself. Paul says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
Are you sure your thought life is 100% pure?
I confess my sins.
What if you don't confess all of them?
I confess all of them.
How do you know?
I confess all of my sins.
How can you be sure that your heart hasn't deceived you?
I can, because the Bible says he's faithful and just. If I confess my sins, I walk in purity. I walk in holiness. When I slip into sin with a thought, an anger, I repent.
Okay.
And God's grace. Hold on.
Dependent on your performance.
No.
And
no,
Jesus.
I'm performance on my faith. I'm depending on my faith. And my
faith
is active and alive.
Your faith is in what?
My faith is in Christ alone.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's in whether you go on.
That's my fruit. You're a dead tree with no fruit.
Calvin said exactly the same thing.
No, he did not.
He said persevering in the faith is proof that you're a Christian.
Calvin said you don't even... Calvin said and Luther said...
That's what he said.
Calvin and Luther said...
He's just the same as you.
You can sin thousands of times a day and nothing separates you from the love of God. That's heresy. That's a lie.
So
Jesus said, away from me, I didn't know you because people were lawless.
So David was lying when he said, how blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Romans chapter 4.
Really?
That's what he said.
So according to your gospel, I know a man who's a practicing sodomite who claims Jesus Christ and faith in Christ. He's going to heaven?
Well, he can claim that he has faith in Jesus
really?
Christ.
Is he going to
that
heaven?
That doesn't mean he's born again.
Really? But he says he's born again, and he just has faith. Your gospel didn't even have born again. Your gospel just had believe. I got it on audio.
Well,
I got it on audio. Your gospel said just believe. You want me to replay it?
I know what you're saying. I didn't give you all the details
no,
of it.
No, sir. Your gospel was false and incomplete. What else can I tell you?
Well, I presume certain things you would understand.
Oh,
when I believe, the moment I believe...
I'm glad Jesus and Paul didn't presume.
Can I explain what I meant when I meant believe? The moment I believed, I received the Holy Spirit, I was born again. So that was all part of it. But that's God's side of it. I was telling you my side of it.
Oh.
God's side of it is the new birth.
So now it's easy to change it now
you love to play games.
No, that's why I got it in recording.
And really? You aren't even saved.
Really?
You can't even be sure you're saved
really?
If you don't
You
obey.
Won't answer the question. Do drunkards and adulterers go to heaven if they believe in Jesus?
The Bible says such were some of you.
Yep. So you leave your sin.
So that's
Thank
the new
you.
Birth.
You leave your sin.
And I have no problem with that.
You
I
leave your sin. You
don't, I left my sin a long time ago.
Really?
I left my sin
But
a
why
long
are you
time
defending
ago.
Sin then?
Because grace is grace.
Really? Go ask Ananias
You're
and Sapphira.
Law. You're under
no,
law.
No, go ask
You're
Ananias and Sapphira about Acts 5. You want to explain that grace? Two believers killed by the Holy Spirit for a lie. Explain that grace to me, sir.
Well.
Acts 5. Explain it to me.
So, have you ever been greedy for money?
Actually, I haven't. That's not one of my sins. I could care less about money. But I had other sins I had to battle. We used to be drunks and idolaters and fornicators and all kinds of things.
Well,
but I need
that.
You to explain Acts 5 for me. Where's God's grace?
Well, what God was demonstrating there is he was demonstrating that when you identify yourself, you see, the problem is, why didn't God continue to do that in the church? Why doesn't he do it today? Why doesn't he continue to kill, destroy these preachers that
actually,
are in it for money?
Actually, if you read 1 Corinthians 11, Paul talks about that many of you come before the Lord's table and you're
Such were,
unworthy, yeah. and many of you sleep, which really means you die. So God does actually, believe it or not, God does actually kill people, allow people to die or kill them, put it however you want. He does kill people that we don't know about. That one was recorded. Okay, let me give you an example. Dave Wilkerson, this famous... Dave Wilkerson, this famous so-called preacher, not a biblical man, he died in a terrible car accident. And people say, oh, what a terrible accident. How do you know that's an accident? Maybe God killed him. Where was the grace for Dave Wilkerson?
There's a chastening unto death.
You see, you must walk in holiness. The Bible says without holiness you won't see God. Jesus said, strive to be perfect. We don't strive on our own record. We strive because of what he's done. That's where your gospel is totally wrong.
You're on probation.
That's where your gospel's totally wrong.
How can you have peace with God? You still have the flesh. You still have a sin nature.
Jesus tells you if you are not producing fruit in him, you're a dead tree, he throws you in fire. You told me on audio that I don't have to produce fruit and just my faith gets me to heaven. That's a lie, sir.
I didn't say you don't have to.
Really?
I said...
So how much? What word of God can I ignore?
No, I didn't say that.
What word of God can I ignore? What sins can I ignore?
I didn't say that. The gospel is...
What sin can I ignore?
The gospel is about what Christ does.
Yep. And then how it affects us and what we do. That's our act of living faith.
God's
will.
So you're adding to the gospel.
No.
You're adding to the gospel.
That's what God's word says.
No.
You have a changed heart. You have a changed heart. You obey God.
That's the result of the gospel.
Do you obey man's law?
That's the result of the gospel.
Do you obey God's law or man's law?
Of course I do.
Why?
Because it's God's law.
Okay. Is the judge just going to give you tons of grace if you go before him and say, well, I keep most of your laws?
Well, the judge isn't God.
No, okay. God, where does it tell us anywhere in the Bible that God's love is unlimited and grace and it's all unconditional? It's not. It is conditional. It's a covenant. We have a blood covenant. You preach an unconditional gospel. We have a blood covenant. The covenant is Christ died to transform a people for himself that are zealous for good works and live holy. You teach a worldly, compromised gospel.
Yeah, well,
And you're the one in trouble, sir. And I love you enough to tell you the truth.
And I love you enough to tell you that if you
what body are you belong? What body do you belong to? Are you willing to share that so we could test it? I don't belong to any organization. What body do you belong to? Where do you go every Sunday?
Where do you get your theology?
God's word.
Yeah. Do you have any?
We live by every word out of the mouth of God.
Anybody else?
Absolutely. Read anyone else? Why would I read anyone else but God's word?
Do you read any commentators?
Why would I do that? Where does the Bible tell me I live by commentators? I live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4.
That's why you're enduring.
So where do you go on Sunday?
That's why you're enduring.
Where do you go on Sunday? Enduring has nothing to do with reading men's words.
I wouldn't give you the benefit of being proud of the fact that you don't go where I go.
Really? So you won't let me test where you go? You're not sure it's in the truth so we can test it?